another episode of 20 Minutes with Chad. Chad decided to do something different this week. He's not going to rant. I know you're all going to be disappointed. Nope. He made me make a list. For some reason, he seems to think I like making lists, which I find the most tedious tasks on the planet. But it's done. So we're here to discuss Chad and mine's top five Halloween list.
Yeah, you see, it's going to be the top five Halloween because I'm going to list IMDb's top five. But you see, I was going to do my top five, but it was so similar to IMDb, which is so cliche. So I'm going to do the five most obscure horror films that I really like. That's like underground type thing. So I'm going to have my five, then your five, and then hopefully IMDb's. Because first I'm going to do list IMDb's top five because, you know, I wanted to do something for October because, you know, it's 31 days of horror, I think it is. It's 31 days in October, right?
There is?
Okay, yeah. 31 days of horror, because I'm thinking like, wait a minute, is November 31 or 30? But October has 31 days, so I usually watch a horror movie a day during October, so for Halloween. So since everyone's still on lockdown and quarantine and no social life, and our Halloween's banned down here. We're not even supposed to have social gatherings for Halloween parties and stuff. No trick-or-treating, which is boo-boo. Because you know me, I love candy, so I get that diabetes. But the thing is, so I was just like, all right, why not do something fun? Because the last few days, I've been watching Shudder anyway. So I was like, you know, I've been watching horror films. I was trying to do Shudder 61 days because they had a thing that started in September. It was called 61 Days of Horror on Shudder. But I failed at that because, like, I fall asleep because I'm an old-ass man. But I just can't do it. Like, 35 going on 85. But so I decided, like, why not make a list and keep the audience entertained? But so I'm going to list the top five horror movies based on IMDb. So the first one they had at number one is Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho, which is ironic because that's my normal one. Like, that's what made me want to make films was Psycho. So I kind of thought that was funny. There's number two was Rosemary's Baby, which is a really good one, but I think it's like it's good. I like the cinematography. Then they have the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the 1974 version, not the remake crap from Michael Bay. Could suck a dick. And then number four was The Shining, which I really, like, I love the book because I'm a fan of Stephen King, but I'm not a fan of Stanley Kubrick. So I kind of was like, eh. Jack Nicholson's performance was good. Shelley Duvall's performance is good. The kid's good. The black actor, I can't remember his name. He was good. Like, cinematography and editing, but I thought the movie was eh. And then number five was The Exorcist, which was 1973. Not to be confused with the TV remake, which is garbage, which is really, really good. But so that's the IMDb's one. And because I wanted to be different and edgy, I was going to list my five top, my guilty pleasures, I guess. And a lot of people are going to be surprised and wondering why I'm not a serial killer probably after reading this. But I got some really dark ones. So my number one spot right now is At Midnight, I Take Your Soul, which is a 1964 Brazilian horror film from Jose Marins based on his trilogy called Coffin Joe. It's really freaking creepy. But the first one is like one of my favorites. And it's basically this undertaker who's trying to find a pure bloodline to raise his family. Like, it's really, really good. So I recommend people try to check it out. It's called At Midnight, I Take Your Soul. My number two is Henry, Portrait of a Serial Killer. Big fan of Michael Rooker. I love that movie. I love the grittiness and, like, kind of real horror aspect of it. I don't like over-the-top, campy slasher flicks. Never been a big slasher fan. My third one, which is really dark, weird, is Freeway, which came out in 1996, stars Reese Witherspoon, like, before she was known. And it's basically, like, Little Red Riding Hood set in modern times.
Okay, can I like, tell you? I'm cutting you off for a second. I just want to tell our audience, I saw this film in theaters on a sneak preview.
Really?
Yeah, so I have seen Freeway on a sneak preview. So before it got released, I saw Freeway.
What's your thought on it? I love it. It was really dark and weird.
I honestly cannot remember any of it.
Really?
I haven't seen it since. When did it come out? See, like, 30 years ago?
Oh, because it came out in 96, like 2006.
So, yeah.
Over 25 years almost.
That's the last time I saw it. I have not seen it since then. You just reminded me of the film when you mentioned it.
Yeah, I really liked it. It's like the sequel is even weirder.
There's a sequel?
Which they took. Yeah, there's a sequel, which was more like a Hansel and Gretel remake. And the killer was Vincent Gallo, I think his name is. Like, it's weird. He basically dressed in drag as the evil witch. Like, it's creepy. Number four on the list is the 2004 underground horror film called Murder Set Pieces. This one's really hard to find. It's basically this Nazi photographer who lives in Vegas that basically gets hookers and chops them up into pieces. there's two versions of it. There's the R-rated version, because Lionsgate, this is when Lionsgate was picking a bunch of movies up. Like, I remember this because I worked on a film that was supposed to be released by Lionsgate during that time before I got fucking, like, cut from their list. But it was Murder Set Pieces. It was by Nick Palumbo. He has another movie called Nutbag, which is freaking weird, too. But he's this Vegas filmmaker that does really weird underground graphic horror movies. But, like, basically it's just Nazi, crazy, like, oof. It's an interesting movie. It will leave a bad taste in your mouth after watching it. But they released an R-rated version, which made it very choppy. I saw the NC version, the NC-17 version, where it's much more graphic. It was closer to an X rating. It was a little more detailed in it. And I actually really liked it. The actor was really, really good in it. But that's like one of my favorite movies. And then number five is the 1998 film, Dee Snider's Strangeland. Love that one. That Twisted one was Sister? Almost like, what was it?
The singer of Twisted Sister?
Yeah. He had this thing called, it's called Dee Snider's Strangeland. And he plays this sadomasochist who is a serial killer. And he gets caught by a cop after he kidnaps the cop's daughter and I think niece. And he basically tortures them. And it's graphic. Great soundtrack. It's a heavy metal soundtrack. But you got to check it out. Dee Snider's Strangeland. Like, dude, it's out there. Like, it stars Kevin Gage as the detective. And Kevin, probably one of Kevin Gage's best performance. Kevin Gage plays a lot of supporting roles. He was in Heat. He usually plays smaller roles, but like he was really good. Like he gave an award-winning performance. Like I'm surprised he doesn't get bigger movies because of it, because it was so weird. And yeah, it's like it's a weird, dark movie. Those are my top five rare movies. Maybe honorable mention is like the 1931 German horror film M, which follows the child that pedophile is killer.
A perfect film.
I love it. That's like one of my favorite movies. That's like what, like, see, I saw that when I was younger. That, Psycho, and, oh man, what was that? Citizen Kane, and it was a John Wayne movie. Because I used to watch John Wayne movies and James Stewart movies, like Jimmy Stewart movies. Like, those were what made me want to become, like, a filmmaker. But M, I love M. They remade it, though. In America, they remade it in 1940s, but it's complete garbage. Yeah, they remade it in 1940-something, and then the director died because I got a car accident or something. So it's just like, yeah. I was like, oh, damn. But yeah, so those are my top five. What's your top five?
Do you want me to start at five and work my way up so you can comment on them all?
Sure, let's do that.
Okay, five is Insidious.
That's the one with Ethan Hawke, right? Or am I?
No.
Sinister.
Yes, which I didn't like.
Yeah,
it's
all right.
Oh, wow. Panning my number five. Wow, thanks, Chad. Number four is Jaws.
Oh, nice.
comments on Jaws, Chad? Nothing?
That's pretty good. I can't diss that one. Steven Spielberg. I would suck his dick, you know?
I'll get on that. I'll send him an email and say you're going to suck his dick.
Mr. Meisenheimer, he's a German. He didn't kill the Jews, but he will suck a Jew's dick.
A movie that scared the crap out of me as a kid, Nightmare on Elm Street.
Ooh, good one. That's also one of my favorites.
Number two, you know what it's going to be. It's got to be Halloween.
Which one?
The first one.
You see, this is funny because I love the first one because that's like why I didn't list Halloween, because like Halloween, our list would be almost similar because John Carpenter's Halloween, but I love Rob Zombie's Halloween too.
I hate you. I really want you off the show right now.
I love that one because it was a fresh take. Like, I was like, because I hated Rob Zombie's first one, though I liked what he was trying to do. I respect it. But the second one was much more of a horror film than the first one, because the first one felt like two movies.
If you say
so. What's your first one?
The Orphanage. I don't think I've ever recovered from The Orphanage. You've never seen The Orphanage?
I've seen The Orphanage, but I didn't think that one was scary.
Oh, my God. It scared the crap out of me. I still tell people it scared the crap out of me.
It's weird because, like, I think it's because maybe because I'm a film snob and a filmmaker. Like ghost stories type things. I'm like, I don't believe in ghosts, so I really don't, like, people are always like, oh, I don't believe in ghosts. I don't believe in demons. I don't believe in monsters. I really think the monsters are people. I'm like, you make it, but it's like, I never thought that. So when people come in like, oh, did you, like, oh, like, because there's people in my work who are really superstitious because on my day job, they think there's a ghost because the pizza place used to be a gas station and there was a robbery or something there and someone got shot and killed there in the early 90s. So the person who owned it was just like, nope, because where I work, it used to be a bad area, a lot of gangs and stuff. So the person got rid of it and then the pizza company bought it. I'm not going to say the name. Bought the land. And then they cleaned it up and the area started coming a little more like Jews. There's a lot. It's a real big Orthodox Jewish. No, it's a very Orthodox Jewish neighborhood. Like, it's a two-block radius. Like, it's very clean, very safe. These are the ones with the, like, the locks and the like, the woolly, like, hats. Like, Russian. They're, like, Russian Jews and a lot of Israeli Jews. Like, that's a thing. I was, like, surprising. A lot of people, this is what always gets to me, is that, but it's, like, people always say, oh, I'm Jewish, and I'm, like, okay, Russian, Polish, Jewish is a culture, religion. And a lot of people like do that. And I had like someone at Starbucks the other day was like, yes, I'm an atheist Jew. And I'm like, wow. I'm like, you are an idiot. And he's like, what you mean? I'm like, how can you be an atheist Jew? Being Jewish is a religion. It's a culture. So how you be like, so I sit there, I'm like, just say atheist, but they're like, you think you're too cool, I'm woke, but yeah, whatever, like, some people are customers here at Starbucks, it's crazy, but, not really into, like, ghosts, because, like I said, my job thinks they're ghosts, because, like, cooks and stuff sometimes work by themselves, and pans just, like, fall over on their own, like, there's no way for the pans to fall down, like, they just fall off. They get thrown off. So, yeah. So, it's crazy.
So, you don't want me to have Orphanage on my list. Fine. Honorable mention.
No. It's like, it's your list. Like, it's nothing wrong with your list. It's just your taste, you know.
Okay. Well, my honorable mentions would be The Ring.
The original or, like, the actual, like, Japanese version or the American
I've never
version?
Seen the Japanese version, so I have to go with the American version.
Garbage. Why?
I love that film.
That film looked good. I like the way it was like the Seattle, Washington vibe. I like that, but it's nothing scary than Ringu. Ringu is a mind fuck, and I don't like ghost stories, but that one's fucked up. That one will scare the shit out of you.
Okay. Evil Dead 2 would probably make my top 10.
Good one. Can't go wrong with Sam Raimi.
Alien.
What was it?
Alien.
Ooh, nice.
which I love. Train to Busan is amazing, but it doesn't scare me. Wreck, I love. Alien? Repulsion.
That's good. Rob Polanski, right?
Yeah, and Frankenstein.
That's good. Oh, wait. The Whales one or the Kenneth Branagh?
Come on, the Whales one, of course.
Because I prefer the Kenneth Branagh one.
I'm kicking you off. This is just so people know, the final episode of 20 Minutes with Chad. I love Hellraiser.
Ooh, yes.
I think
that's a good one. What about, have you ever seen, Mario Bava movies?
I know who the name, but I don't think I've ever seen any of his films.
Watch Bay of Blood. That was, I almost added that on my list. Bay of Blood. Basically, I think what inspired Friday the 13th, because everyone's talking Friday the 13th. Da-da. Watch Bay of Blood, but that one's really, really good. But you have to watch the bad dubbing, though. The dubbing, because Italians, for some reason back then, they always brought foreign actors in, so they'll use dubbing. Even if the actors are speaking the language, they use dubbing for some reason. All Italians do it for some reason then. Bava, Sergio Leone, fucking Dario Argento. I love Dario Argento's stuff. Have you watched his stuff, at least?
I've seen some, yes. Not everything, some. I don't know, the one they remade recently I've seen.
Suspiria?
Suspiria, I've seen both versions.
I hated the new version. It was totally not Suspiria. You could have made it something else and called it something else and it would have been different.
Okay, a movie I'm going to get hate mail for. I hate Paranormal Activity. I don't find that film scary in any way. I fell asleep.
Garbage. It was gimmicky. It was almost like Blair Witch Project. I like Blair Witch Project. I
hate it.
But I liked the outlook on it. It had a good story. The acting was okay. It was different. But it was too gimmicky. And then everyone started doing it. But you definitely got to check it out. Like I said, D. Snyder, Strangeland. At Midnight, I Take Your Soul. If you want to see, and these movies still hold up. The Jose Morin's one, he just died recently, which is crazy. He did a whole, trilogy of Coffin Joe. If I was able to make a remake, I'll do one of his movies because his movies are so weird. Especially At Midnight, I Take Your Soul, because I would definitely remake that, change the name, cast Marilyn Manson in it. And then set it in 1980s Texas. It would have that vibe because basically it's an undertaker who the town, a small town is afraid of him. And it's a good movie. You have to watch it. It's really, really good. Over the top, but it's really, really good.
What do you think of 1932 Freaks? And
wow, I really haven't watched in such a long time. I seriously watched that maybe when I was 15. So that's almost 20-something years. I watched it once and it was eh.
Didn't you give me crap of not remembering Freeway after 24 years?
Oh, it's good, though. It's not Orphanage.
I don't remember it. Yeah, at least I'm picking random horror movies nobody's ever heard of.
Watching the remakes of these classics. Freaking The Ring. Ugh.
I love that film. Sorry.
I respect the cinematography and the editing. My short film, if it ever gets made, Little Girl in White, we're trying to shoot in that style. That's the style it's going to be in. It's The Ring. That's the main intention. That's our goal. But we have to have 35 grand to shoot it the way we want. And then have to fly Nicholas from Sweden so he could shoot. And he wants to see certain cameras, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, man, let's just do it. I'm like, it's not going to be shot on an iPhone or anything. I want bigger cards and bigger cameras and stuff. And I'm like, oh, okay. But that one, and then, because I still have, my trilogy I want to shoot, but I don't know when and how that's going to happen. And Night Night still gets a lot of views, and people love seeing that. Go check out Night Night, people. You can see it on YouTube. Type in Chad Meisenheimer Night Night, or you could go to houseofthedead.net, I think, and it's streaming there. But I think it's only in Europe, though, not here. It's funny. All my stuff is streaming outside of the U.S. here, like on YouTube or Vimeo.
Because they're all done with your crap here, Chad.
Pretty much. Fuck America. Spits on America.
I want to thank all the listeners for listening to the show, and please follow or subscribe to 20 Minutes with Chad. Also, if you have any questions you want me to answer during the show, please hit us up on extrafeatures.ca. Chattles out.